Welcome to the WordPress plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. I will be leading you through WordPress plugins every week. We will be covering a new plugin. These shows will last anywhere from 5 minutes on up to an hour, depending on the length of time it takes me to cover the plugin, what the plugin does on a website, and how thorough a coverage of the plugin we're going to do each week. If it starts to run over an hour, we won't cover every aspect of the plugin. And there are some plugins which couldn't take over an hour to explain everything they'd use. What we're going to be doing, of course, as the title says, WordPress plugins from A to Z, is we're going to be covering WordPress plugins. Now, with over 11,000 plugins available for WordPress now, it's not that hard to find enough plugins to cover every single letter of the alphabet, at least a few times over. So I reckon I'll have episodes to go for week after week after week for quite some time to come. This being the inaugural show, this is nothing but a background and a listing of what we're going to be and a little bit of coverage of my background. You're listening, of course, to John Overall. And my background for WordPress, I have, as they say, I've drunk the Kool-Aid, and I am quite the proponent of WordPress as a platform for building your website. It is so much more than just a simple blog now. I've been using WordPress for just over just about 2 years now. For over a year now, I've actually been teaching WordPress. I teach a course here in Victoria, BC at a local community school. I teach both a beginner's course and an advanced user's course on how to set up your WordPress and then how to set it up for advanced usage for search engine optimization, podcasting, and setting it up for photo galleries and more. So I do have a bit of a background in it. I have been working with WordPress quite steadily and always studying and working with the changes in it. When it made its change to 3.0, it was quite the time for me. I had to learn, like everyone else, all of the new features and changes. It was a bit of a learning curve coming from 2.9. Although I've been working with WordPress since version 2.2, I believe, is when I fell into WordPress. So I've only watched it grow through the last 1.5 versions, which is all right. I think I'm glad I missed the one point stage. I understand it was a bit of a nightmare, and there were several things that created issues back then. So, at any rate, I'm going to be bringing forward some great plugins, and to give you a hint on the first show that's coming out, of course the first plugin we're going to be doing is going to be Akismet, which is done by Automattic. It's a fairly simple plugin, and setting it up is quite a breeze, but we'll cover that, and because it's such a simple one, we might just go right ahead with the bees, and we'll leave the plugin a mystery for you as to what it's going to be. Now, if you have found this episode and you haven't seen any of the other episodes yet, and you would like to contribute, just pop on in to johnoverall.com and leave a comment there. Tell us what plugins you'd like me to cover, and what I'll do is I will use your ideas instead of mine if you give me enough plugins to choose from. So this is going to be covered up right up close to the 5 minute mark for this intro show, and I appreciate you all listening to me, and this is John Overall with WordPress plugins from A to Z signing off.